From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region.
Well, I've been wasted on a women, whiskey, words, and wine. I'm fairly certain it's the end of the line. Well, and I'm a tracking me for 20-some years, and I guess that's what I get for leaving women in tears. If you don't know by now, Lord knows you can't find. But you can't always make lemonade from the lemons and lies. Yeah, if you think that the truth will cut you down and the lies will set you free, oh, you best quit messing or your soul be resting. Oh, Lord, in misery.
Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Cody Lee Meese and the Cat Daddies. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Yeah, well, the weather calms steady, but the bills pile high. I can't reach them for I'm touching the sky now. The wind holes in the soles of my boots, and the time I turn it working ain't a turning me loose. If you don't know by now, Lord knows you come to find. But you can't always make lemonade from the lemons in life. Yeah, and if you think that the truth will cut you down, then the lies will set you free. Oh, you best quit messing or your soul be resting. Yeah. Oh, Lord, it misses me. Well, baby, I don't mind you running if you got a little feeling that you feel the need to move along. Yeah. You don't want to take me when you go, little honey. Yeah, why don't you leave me alone? I don't mind you running, baby. Before you do, I feel there's something you should know. While you was out there stepping out, honey, I had another woman at home. Oh, and it won't be long. Yeah. Fairly certain it's the end of the line, well, and I'm attracting me for 20-some years, and I guess that's what I get for leaving women in tears. If you don't know by now, Lord knows you can't find. Yeah. Lord, you can't always make lemonade from the lemons in life. Yeah, if you think that the truth will cut you down, then the lies will set you free. Oh, you best quit messing or your soul be resting. Yeah. Oh, Lord, in misery.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in our 17th broadcast season, and this is Red Barn Radio's 649th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Cody Lee Meese, a songwriter and composer from Somerset, Kentucky. Cody started playing in the summer of 2006 when he was 14 years old. His grandpa bought him a beat-up, tore-down Epiphone acoustic guitar at a pawn shop for about $18. He would sit on the porch for hours on a hot summer day and just make noise because he didn't know what he was doing. He just knew he was in love with the sound. We are so pleased to welcome Cody Lee Meese and the Cat Daddies Band to the Red Barn stage.
Getting high with my friends, and I'm living them white rock blues, yeah. Honey, I'm feeling high. If you wanna know just how I feel, I tell you I couldn't get this half hours on alcohol and pills. I'm living them white rock blues, yeah. I'm feeling high. Baby, don't you leave me alone. If you do, don't stay too long. If you don't want to take me when you go, why don't you just leave me alone? Yeah. I don't mind you running, but before you go, I feel there's something pretty, baby, that you ought to know. I can't take you where you ain't ever been. Introduce you to a long, long lost friend. You'll be living them white rock blues. Mama, you'll be feeling high. If you wanna know just where I've been, I've been on White Rock Hill, getting high, high, high with my friends. I'm a living them White Rock blues, mama. Lordy, yeah, and I'm feeling high. I've been living them White Rock blues. Long, Lord, now. Feeling high.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Cody Lee Meese.
Thank you, Renee. Welcome, everyone, to Red Barn Radio. I hope you're tuning in as a routine and this isn't your first time. If it is, welcome to you. And if you're ever in Lexington, come on in. This great scene here in the studio, too. Cody Lee Meese. Nice to meet you. Love the fingerstyle stuff. Did you make a real study of fingerstyle blues at some point in time?
It's funny. What started me in blues is probably not what starts most people. I was a very awkward child in high school. I mean, I think most creative people are, but I was just really not cool at all, man. I mean, you know, it was pretty bad, and for whatever reason, I found the White Stripes, and I don't know what it was about the White Stripes, but it just caught my attention so much. Maybe it was the angst mixed with, you know, you're allowed to be sad about stuff, but also be angry. I don't know. It was just a great presence to me. And then I found out Jack White listened to people like Sun House and Blind Lemon Jefferson and all these people, and so I dug back, and I don't know. From there, it was like the only thing to me, the first time I heard it, I understood it.
I shot my baby, shot her down to the ground. I love my baby, yeah. I shot my baby, yeah. Shot her down to the ground. Don't know how she hurt me, Lord. Made her me feel so bad. Don't you make me feel so bad. Now tell me, baby, yeah, why you stay out all night? Now tell me, baby, yeah, why you stay out all night? Tell you something right now, girl. Ain't no way to treat a man right. I catch you running, yeah. Catch you running around, yeah. I catch you running, Lord. I catch you out there running around. In my imagination, girl. No, the world.
So is 14 big time starting point for you? Is that just when a guitar got put in your hands? Or at 14, were you pretty deep into it?
I don't know. I guess it kind of just happened. Parents didn't sign me up on lessons. I didn't think one Christmas, hey, I'd like to have a guitar. My grandpa found one at a pawn shop. Like I said, I was raised in a trailer park. You know, thank God for Mama and Papa for straightening me out. But we lived in a trailer, and we never had much money. So Papa picks an Epiphone acoustic up. Who knows how old, at a pawn shop for $18. The nut was made of wood, and it was all, like, chunked up, broken. The strings were, like, an inch off the fretboard. It was garbage. Uh-huh. But he knew two songs from the 60s, which was Wildwood Flower and House of the Rising Sun, which ended up, of course, being the first two for me. But he kind of got me pointed in the right direction, and I don't know what it was about it. I mean, it was just, for me, it was finally like, I'm free, you know. It kind of helped me deal with so much, and I don't know.
Yeah, what were you dealing with as a young person? You were raised by your grandparents mostly, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, Mom and Dad, they, I come from just a family chock full of addiction. I mean, pretty mm-hmm. rough, and I think that happens a lot in poverty-stricken areas, and you get bored, you got to do something. Mom and Dad were busy staying in bars, and my sister primarily stayed with my mom's parents, which there's a whole bunch of mess there. And I stay with my dad's parents, which are Gary Meese and Betty Meese. And without them, there's honestly no telling what kind of mess I would have been. They're the only people that never really gave up on me, my parents, at times. We're good now. We have a healthy relationship, and it took a lot of time. I mean, there was just a time where I wasn't wanted around, and I knew it. You know, that's why I was with aunts and uncles or grandparents. And You know, that mixed with a bunch of other things that, due to those circumstances I experienced as a child, I don't remember having a childhood. You know, I hear people my age talk about going to Disney World or doing this, and I never had any of that. My childhood, a lot of it was just staying alive, trying to protect yourself and trying to learn discernment. Who's bad around you and who's good? Who should you hang on to and who should you stray away from? I had to start learning pretty hard, pretty early. It was that or what's the outcome, you know, what else are you going to do?
All my nights, Lord, they feel so lonely. All my days, Lord, they feel so long, yeah. All along, Lord, I sit here praying. Someday soon you'll bring your sweet loving back home, yeah. Lord knows I burn your soul like the midnight oil. Knowing I had no other place else to call my home, yeah. Regrets and sorrow, I feel so hopeless. Waiting on you to bring your sweet loving back home, yeah. I hope and I pray, Lord, it won't be a long night. You come on back to me, honey. I hope and I pray, Lord, it won't be a long night. We'll find ourselves, Lord, a happy little home, yeah. I know I ain't a perfect man, but I just wanna show you how good I can. Be when you want me by your side. I only wanna be together through this long and crazy ride, yeah. Someday you feel you got to have me, yeah. I'll come running like I got no place else that I can go. Cause I only wanna make you happy, yeah. So bring your loving back home. Oh, baby, bring your loving back home.
Stay in high school?
No, I didn't necessarily try to either. Because of being mixed up on drugs and drinking and wanting to fist fight and stuff, I got caught selling pills in high school, which is not true. I wasn't selling pills. I was selling pot. They caught me buying pills. Point is, they were wrong. I was right, and I shouldn't have been thrown out of school for it. I should have brought up facts and been like, look, you're totally wrong. I'm not going to tell you how. They kind of caught me messing with the drugs, and they were just finally like, we're not having this anymore. You know, you're just messing things up around you. You know, you're becoming a liability. Mm-hmm. Just, it's best. And I was hard-nosed. I didn't want to learn. I was like six months from graduating or something, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like half. I was pretty much halfway through the year. But I was going to fail anyway, and I knew it. Because I was just staying high. I couldn't do anything in school. Chloroceden was a big thing, cough medicine, when I was coming up in high school. And I would take two boxes of that stuff every day for, like, months on end. And I just got, like, oof, you know, it was really bad. It tore me up. And I didn't care. I couldn't be there. I wasn't even functioning. You know, I was barely alive.
Any adults in the school system that sort of felt like that you felt were, could reach out to you?
Had a few, man, that were pretty cool, and I can't remember all their names. It's been so long, and I've done so much, quote-unquote, sleeping since then. And I had a math teacher in senior year who, I think he understood pretty much right off that I was just troubled. I wasn't there to learn. If nobody bothered me, I wouldn't bother them. So he was always pretty cool with me. You know, he would hint around like, hey, you might want to maybe catch up on some homework, and I'd be like, I don't really think so. And he'd be like, yeah, I thought so.
You're such a nice writer. I mean, you got some really nice sort of images in your songs and nice phrase turning. I just was wondering if you'd had a writing mentor.
Really, growing up in Somerset, there were a lot of guys who were, and still are, there's still guys in Somerset that people don't know of that are tremendous writers. Guys like Pearly Jenkins, you know, Kevin Dalton, John New, Corey White. I mean, the list goes on of guys that I know back home that I grew up seeing. And that was like, oh, man, I want to be as good as those guys. I was just religious about hanging around music. I couldn't make it to church any given Sunday, but if there was a gig, I'm there, you know. And I would drag my guitar with me, you know, hey, can I play with you guys? And, of course, it was an ominous no. You know, nobody knows who you are, and I'm just a, you know, old raggedy kid. But I studied those guys for years and still do. I still appreciate so much of their writing. And, God, they're just so talented. Once those people become your peers, then it's like, oh, well, I got to find my own style now. And then that's kind of, it was just developed over time, if there's anything that's mine. I mean, any original artist is just, you're a culmination of your influences versus how you feel about life. People that come before us kind of help set the stage of how to feel. And then you're like, oh, okay, but I feel a little different. So, you know, and you play catch up. And it's just, you try to write stuff that you want to hear or makes you feel something.
I don't know why you say you love me. Yeah, when you don't anymore. Don't know why you kiss me like you mean it, babe. Yeah, when I know you don't for sure. I don't know why you pull my sleeve. Yeah, every time I hit the door. I don't know why I can't leave you. Don't wanna stay here anymore, Lord, and I feel so lonesome. Yeah, that I wish I could die. I wish I could still see the fire burning in your eyes. Lord, and I wish that someone could tell me just what I should do. I wish I could believe every I love you say to me. So go ahead and tell your friends that I'm a bad, bad man. Yeah, 'cause I've had about all of you, baby, that I believe I can stand. Yeah, well, I know where we've been, and I know where we're at. I tell you right now, baby, I don't plan on going back, 'cause you make me feel so lonesome. Yeah, that I wish I could die. I wish I could still see the fire burning in your eyes. Lord, and I wish that someone could tell me just what I should do. I wish I could believe every I love you you say to me. Every day, oh, but still you slip away, and I don't know why I keep on hanging on anymore. I don't know why you turn away, yeah, like I don't see that smile disappear from your face at the very thought of me, 'cause you make me feel so lonesome. Yeah, that I wish I could die. I wish I could still see the fire burning in your eyes. Lord, and I wish that someone could tell me just what I should do. I wish I could believe every I love you say to me, Lord, but I can't.
Thank you. I never considered myself much of a singer. I'm one of those people that hates to hear themselves. And that's how I got so into wanting to do this, because I hated the sound of my voice. So if I could say what I needed to with this instead of this, you know, you can sound any way you want to with this, you know, if you spend that time, that quality time with it, versus your voice. I mean, you can sing or you can't, and I've just tried to make it to where I can almost. I'm never one of those people who's going to say, oh, technically I'm a brilliant guitar player, because I'm not. I know people that, I mean, can just do crazy stuff, and that's beautiful. But for me, it never caught me. What caught me more was just that the rawness of it. Not the brushed and polished, but the as we are. This is rough. You know, and it had how I felt. I didn't feel necessarily metal angry. I felt, you know, an anger out of sadness was more what I felt. And people connect with different music different ways. That's just what happened to catch me. So I don't know.
All my nights, Lord, they feel so lonely. All my days, Lord, they feel so long, yeah. All along, Lord, I sit here praying, someday soon you'll bring your sweet loving back home, yeah.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Cody Lee Meese and the Cat Daddies, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Cody Lee Meese and the Cat Daddies after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.